According to the Federal Reserve, we have hit our highest inflation since 1982. That's more than 40 years ago. And I'm recording this podcast episode in 2024, and I still think the 2000s was like 5 years ago. Anyways, it's important to acknowledge what is going on with our economy. I mean, my boyfriend, partner, and I just bought our home at a ridiculous interest rates. And consumer behavior is changing, where consumers are more conscious of what they spend and invest in. And I've noticed it in my own business. Leads, clients, people are taking their time to decide if they want to work with me. And that's great. I actually think this is great for the consumer, for the client, because that means businesses, they need to work on their client results and wonderful client experience, which is what I've been brainstorming, connecting with my team in the first month of 2024. And I get it if you are thinking, Elaine, how can I even sell in this economy? Well, I go deeper with my former mentor turned friend, Jamie Galino Davis, a sales strategist. All right, let's drop the beat.
Hey, I'm Elaine Lucartas. I'm a business and career coach for women of color and allies. LA Weekly awarded me the number one thought leader, and Apple News named me one of the top five business coaches. Done doing the most as a woman of color or ally, and you want to create your own definition of success and happiness? Well, grab your coffee, tea, or boba, and let's do some business and career real talk. Hey, legacy leaders. I'm excited to have one of my former coaches, mentor turned friend got stuck in an airport for 2 hours.
Yes, JFK. It was JFK.
And now we're both dealing with a winter storm, but I'm spoiled. And when I mean winter storm in LA, California, I mean like 54 degrees. What is it over there, Jamie? In Buffalo?
Yes, I'm in Buffalo, where I think some of our towns are up to 5 feet of snow right now. And I think we are a hot 22 degrees right now. Yes.
Yeah. Anything below 50, Angelinos just complain. But let me kind of give background with Jamie. Jamie is a leader and sales conversion strategist in the coaching industry, creator of the standout sales and powerhouse of knowledge, experience, and fiercely positive energy, which you'll feel throughout this podcast. I had the pleasure of being a client of Jamie for, I want to say, 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have zero sense of time anymore.
I know. Ever since 2020, it's like, what is going on? So since Jamie is a sales expert, we want to talk about how to sell in this economy. Everyone's talking about it. And for those that pretend it's nothing's going on, I mean, let's just be honest. There's things happening in this world. It's a political campaign year.
Yeah.
And consumer behavior has even changed as well. So why do you think it's important that we need to talk about this and acknowledge it?
Yeah. Well, first off, it's a big, big year and things definitely have shifted and changed for sure. And before I dive in, you know, I want to share that I believe sales, you know, not only are they necessary, but they're absolutely beautiful. You know, I'm not going to dive in and be like, here are the gross one-liners you should do, or like, this is the cutthroat,
no,
you know, methodology, like not my thing. And I know it's definitely not your thing either, Elaine, right? But the thing is, if we're having a real conversation, sales are necessary. They are what keeps your business moving forward. Sales allow us to bring revenue into the building, which allows us to make a greater impact. And when we know how to sell in an efficient and effective way, the truth is, I don't know about you, but you mentioned pandemic, post-pandemic, they allow us to put time back in our calendar. And time for me is a commodity that I love. I love making money, but time is like my currency like these days, right? I feel like time is worth even more. So it is so necessary, especially going into a year like this that we're anticipating in 2024, to one, be comfortable with sales, but two, to know what you need to do during what could be a challenging year to sell.
Yeah. And it's seeing what things to like edit. You know, not completely change and flip your business. But for example, in my own business, I used to have like a 12-month mastermind.
Wow.
I stopped it. And I was like, no one's really committing to the 12 months. I was just looking at consumer behavior. It wasn't even like, is it my messaging? Is it this? I was like, I think people need to have it back at 6 because that's what I had it originally.
Yeah.
So even seeing what are small little edits to do in your business to meet what's happening.
Yeah. I always tell people, I was like, in everything that we do, you know, in there's actually a show, The Home Added on TV, they do this with organizing your home. But I'm like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what we do in business. And, you know, we always want to audit what we have going on every year. Really, ideally, we should do this at the end of every single year before we kick off the new year. We want to take an audit of our inventory. What are our products? What are our offers? What is the purpose of them in our business model? What are the margins? How do they energetically feel? And then, like you said, edit. You know, if you had a 12-month offering and you are tracking your clients and you're like, I dropped out at 30% show up rate 6 months in, you did what you had to do. Not only what you had to do as a business owner, you know, to make sense of your time and energy and company dollars, but the more beautiful thing in that equation, Elaine, what you did is what was right for your client. Like, okay, 6 months works for them. How can I take what they need? Because let's face it, a lot of offerings that are less than 6 months, they're not going to get what they need out of it. Yes. Do you agree with that?
Well, I want to be vulnerable and share, and I shared this in another podcast I recorded earlier with Monica, with having my mastermind back, is I'll be transparent. I had a 3-month program that I had last year because I was mindful of the economy then too. And honestly, it was higher to convert, but I usually have a high renewal rate and a lot of my clients weren't renewing. I'm like, because they didn't get the results they expected within 3 months. And I had to have that radical conversation with myself of 3 months isn't enough. It's really 6 months. And it's not in this, I'm greedy, I want more money, but like, what's going to give results for my clients? What is needed? And it's long-term sustainable results as opposed to like, yay, look, I got this, Elaine. Like quick band-aid
fixes. Quick win. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I was doing a disservice to my clients for it ending 3 months when it really should have been a minimum of 6 months.
I love that. And one of the things you kind of just indirectly messaged when you talk about like selling in, you know, an economy like this going into 2024, you know, the beautiful thing with teaching sales is I want to stay positive and I always want to be like, you know what, whatever comes our way, we're going to figure it out and we're going to sell like anyways, right? And really show up and serve people. But the truth is you do have to take, you know, our past like into account and apply it towards the future, right? So what do we know post-pandemic? We know things like people need more time. More touch points are needed now than ever before. When people used to be taught like, you know, no matter what you're doing, close during that conversation. The truth is follow-up is required now in a lot of situations, right? But one of the things you were just indirectly touching on, honestly, it's empathy, right? So it's like a big key and you're like, oh, how can we take that feeling and apply it towards like selling? The truth is so much of sales, especially in what could be a potentially, you know, year where it's taking a little bit longer to convert, is meeting clients with where they're at. And that's it. It's like you were so beautifully connected and empathized with them. And you're like, okay, you know what? They weren't getting those results in that 3-month period. What do they really need? So what could feel like a small inconvenience to the business owner of like, man, you know what? I need to give 6 months of myself instead of 3 months. I want to talk about this for a second because all of a sudden people will start looking at margins and numbers and think like, oh my goodness, that means I need twice as much content, just twice as much. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes literally it's taking that 3-month offering and just spreading it out more. So maybe instead of like, you know, content and coaching call like in 1 week, maybe it means like a week of content, allow them to digest it, process it, do the work. Maybe that following week is the coaching call where you're answering questions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just spread out a little bit longer because let's face it, life also happens. You know, we were joking about snow and stuff. Here I am this week as an entrepreneur and my children have been home. School's been canceled all week, right? So as an entrepreneur, I would love to say like, you know what? I am getting as much as I get done when the children are at school, but I'm not. You know, I'm making meals and I'm switching laundry and I'm making sure they're bundled up and they're 50 layers before they go outside, right? So if I were going through that program that was once upon a time, you know, 3 months of yours, I may need that extra time for weeks like this that are not anticipated. So, you know, whether you knew it or not, that little bit of empathy that you were able to apply to the client and basically do a business edit, you know, moving forward, the truth is that is one of the main things needed in 2024.
Yeah. If you want language to use, what I share with my clients is that it's not just the doing, it's the integration, implementation, and more importantly, the reflection. Like, I don't want my clients to just do something because I told them to do. I'll provide feedback and ideas, but then it's their responsibility to make that choice, to have agency of like, is this aligned to what I want to do? Or
yes,
I just have a shitty week and something happened in your family.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, or there's a snowstorm, like to what you were saying. But I just realized I was doing a disservice where they finally start getting results in 3 months and the contract's up and then they have to make that decision. Should I continue or not? No, I didn't get all the results I really wanted in 3 months. And that was on me, by the way, not my clients.
Well, and if we're having a real honest conversation here too, when we're looking at sales and strategy as a business owner, it is much easier to retain a client than to spend dollars, right? Bringing like new clients in. So that's a huge lesson learned. So you not only teaching being able to reflect, but also reflecting yourself. We want that client to have that long-term win. We want them to renew because it is a lot easier to retain than bring new leads in, nurture them, warm them up and sell to them, right? And so we want basically the life cycle, that long-term life cycle of the client. We should all aim for that. You know, I don't believe in ascension models where you keep a client around forever just to keep around. I'm actually totally against that. But what we want is an ascension model where, you know, they're growing, they're learning, like you said, they're, you know, executing and implementing and reflecting. Because what we know is every time we get to like this level, if it's our goal, right, we want to hit that next level and there's more growth that's needed. And also community. I know one of the things you're really known for is fostering a beautiful, you know, inclusive community. So people want to be part of that. So I love that not only were you, you know, kind of, what do they say, like talking the talk, but also walking the walk as well. Is that the saying? Did I mess up that saying?
No, that was it. Like walking the talk, not just talking about it. And that's why, like, I emphasize on my website, for those of you that haven't checked it out at elainelu.com, like, I get annoyed when I see websites when it's just all about the individual. That's why I have beautiful pictures with other fellow women of color and allies. And they are not AI generated. They are all real.
Wait, are people doing AI generated images?
No, but
I hope not. Don't do that. If you're doing that, do not do that.
Well, stock images. Some people do stock images. It's very obvious when it's a stock image versus like a real one. But Jamie, I'd love to hear what tips and advice do you have for our listeners when it comes to how to sell in this economy? I know you talked about empathy. Anything you want to delve deeper in that, or if there's another thing?
I think the biggest thing is growth when it comes to sales. So what's interesting is I've been super blessed, right? I've been able to support like high six, seven figure and eight figure entrepreneurs. And when it comes to sales, so many people come to me with the same issues over and over again. And what we want to make sure that we're doing is showing up in a way that is serving over selling. I believe in it. It's everything I teach. You know, one of the things I'm really known for is training sales teams that have 70% plus conversions during seven-figure launches and live events, right? And everyone will ask me, like, Jamie, how do you get to those conversion rates? And it really comes down to, you know, the culture, but also really curating trainings where people understand what that big picture is for the company. They understand company values, but also how to quickly connect with people in a deep and meaningful way. So, you know, if there's something to share right now, when you go into 2024, often I'll ask, like, you know, when I'm doing a presentation, the first thing I'll ask is how many of you are having sales conversations, active sales conversations? And let's say 20% of the room like raises their hands, right? And then I'll say, okay, well, how many of you are doing social posts, sending out emails, teaching like workshops, you know, showing up as a guest expert in somebody's community or on a podcast? And then 90% of the room raises their hands. And I'm like, you are having sales conversations. So what people don't realize is, and you talk about this with, you know, boxing, you've actually shared this like personally. It's like how we show up. It's like, we're always representing like a brand. So like, what, right?
Yeah. I want to share it. I want to share that story. So like,
share it because it's going to relate to this. Share it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do Muay Thai, which is Thai kickboxing. I've been on and off of it in the past 20 years. And since my boyfriend and I got this new home, one of the unique selling points for this home is that it's a 3-minute drive to the studio. And what I really appreciate about my Muay Thai instructor, coach Sean, he was just like, my name's on the line. So he hasn't taught anything when I've been there for the past 3 months, end of year. And then starting January of this year, he started showing up. He's like, I'm going to come to every class and teach. And then we were like, oh, that's really cool. Like, why? I'm like, because everyone's form is shit. And my name is on the line. I don't care if you're not fighting professionally, but you represent me. And so if you're going to go out there and go to gym and punch a punching bag and your form is shit, no, that's my name on the line. And that was such a beautiful, like, I really needed that because I told Jamie I ended 2 collaborations where it just didn't work out. And to be honest, I don't know if I didn't want my name associated with it because of things I've seen.
Yes. And that same, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing it. That same, my name is on the line.
Correct.
That's how you should feel in business about your brand, connecting with clients. You know, when we think about sometimes like how taxing it could be to write all of these emails, do all of these social posts, you know, pitch a podcast or, you know, a publication and finally get it accepted, right? When you're showing up, I feel like this should, you know what? I think you just nailed this thing for 2024. Your name is on the line. And what that means is, so by the time you put all this energy into acquiring the lead into your business, you have to understand sales and sales strategy. So in Standout Sales, you know, I teach people how to connect quickly in a deep and meaningful way. How do we do that? You do that by not only understanding who you are and how you show up, but how other people are and how to quickly connect. People, there's a million tests out there, right? We see through Human Design, Danny Johnson, GEMS methodology, Enneagram, like all of these things. And people love understanding who they are. And I'm like, no, forget about it. Like, understand like who you're connecting with and how to connect with them in an even quicker way. What is it that they need? But then also, and you know, I can go on and on with this. And instead of doing so, I'm going to give it free to you here in a minute so you can share it with everybody. The sales conversation. A couple of seconds ago, I just, you know, when I shared with you the raising of the hands, the truth is so many of us are having sales conversations all the time and you've never properly been trained. And it's not your fault, right? Sales is not natural for a lot of people. But there's actually a way to psychologically have a brilliant sales conversation that allows you to connect in a deep and meaningful way. It allows you to show up as the expert. It allows you to go in deep so you quickly build the whole know, like, and trust. There's things not to do during sales conversations that I hear over and over again. And I'm like, oh, but there's a lot of brilliant things that you can do, which gets people to a point of yes even faster. So going into a year where there's a lot of questions and curiosities about what's going to financially happen, you know, with our economy, with it being a political year, there's a lot of things you can do in a right way. Why? Because your name, what is it, Elaine? What's it saying for 2024?
Your name's on the line.
Your name is on the line. So connect in a beautiful way because sales is beautiful and transformative.
Yeah. Like even some things I do in my business, right? I have people fill out a form. When they fill out the form, yeah, one of the retreats I went with you on.
Was like, we're talking years ago. Let's see. What
I
is
know.
This?
No. Well, so I use a BombBomb video, right? So BombBomb, yes. Similar to Loom.
Yeah.
So I hold someone's name on a whiteboard and it says press play. I'm like, hey, Jamie, I see you're in Buffalo, New York. I heard there's a winter storm. And you scheduled a call with me. I'm so excited to connect with you. I see that you have challenges doing this. So I handpicked 2 podcast episodes based off of your challenges and goals, based off of what they had said in the form. And also, it is the internet. You could Google anyone.
Yeah.
So I also add people, whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm like, hey, Jamie, I saw you scheduled a call. So I figured I'd add you on LinkedIn. Feel free to check out my profile. Also, check out my 36 recommendations in my LinkedIn profile. So you know.
Boom. Done.
Legacy leader, I know what you're thinking. Elaine, you have such good stuff here. I want more.
So if you want more tips and advice for your business, career, and life, sign up for my Gifts and Gifts newsletter at elainelu.com/join. That's J-O-I-N. And here's three things you'll get when you join, because I'm like Santa Claus. I love giving. Number one, funny gifts, because who doesn't love memes and pop culture references? This newsletter is so fetch. Number two, receive actionable gifts. That's business, career, and life tips that you can start doing today. Third, the gift of me. Not only do you get my wins, but also my failures, my reflections. My Gifts and Gifts newsletter is like an up-to-date diary. Think Zynga or Life Journal for my fellow millennials, where I share vulnerable stories, relatable mistakes, and important life tips like what to watch on Netflix, like when's the next Bridgerton season. So if you're ready for those fun gifts and actionable gifts to create a more sustainable life, then join my newsletter at elainelu.com/join. That's J-O-I-N. All right, let's get back to the episode.
I love this. So some of the things that you're talking about is that initial rapport. So what do we know? We know with more touch points required than ever before to basically.
It is. Yeah. To, and it's not a waste of time.
It's not. No, I mean, they're needed. So you choose when they're done, right? You can be proactive and do some of those up front, or you can be reactive and chase the client after you've had numerous conversations. So by being proactive, some quick little tips, and you mentioned the bomb bomb video, super duper easy. When we're talking about establishing rapport, these could be text messages. They can be emails. It could be a personalized video. Loom, Bonbon, Bonjour. There's tons of beautiful things where, well, here's what I love. You can go in and make a 90-second video. It says hello. They know what you look like. They know what you sound like. They know what to anticipate getting into the call. They know you're looking forward to it. And here's the thing. When you're utilizing the right tech, you can know if they watched it. You can know how many times they watched it. And it almost tells you like how warm this lead is before you're even going to call, right? These touch points are needed. These touch points are also what is going to set you apart from the competition. Let them know up front, like, hey, this is what it's going to feel like when you are in my care, when you are part of my program. Let them know that they are going to feel heard, that they can trust the situation, that there's a million reasons to like you and you already like them in return. I love this. I love that. This is years ago. And guess what? It still works today. I'm so happy you do this.
And Jamie, actually, because I also want to take advantage since Jamie is a mentor of mine, but there's another thing that I've implemented in my own business. And I say it everywhere now in my email and my podcast. You've listened to my podcast. I'm sure you've heard
yes.
of it. But we talked about numbers earlier and I just realized I just want to work with 24 clients at one time to ensure client results and experience. So I've been saying that a lot. And even, yes, we're talking about touch points, but if someone didn't fill out a form or I read out the form and it's just not a good fit, I even cancel the calls now.
I love
it. Because, and actually what's happening now, more of my audience members are like even my current clients, hey, is there a wait list?
Yeah.
Which is a great conversation to have,
awesome.
Right? But I just want, that is my level of coaching. I really want my clients, I want people in my audience to know that not just me, but my team puts time and energy for each of my clients, not just, sorry to say this, but I'm not a sled and I'm not just going to take anyone.
Well, you know, we can use, it's the new year, it's January, right? So let's use a little kind of like, even like a kind of like metaphor or whatever. It's the same concept of a gym, right? It's a new year. Oh my goodness. Everybody had sales and you can go to the big gym that's charging maybe $10 or $24 like a month for their fee. And you can go there and get lost in the numbers, right? With the best of intentions of like wanting to make change. Or you can find, you know, the trainer or, you know, a smaller boutique place that is energetically aligned. Maybe you're going to invest a little bit more, but because they're energetically aligned, because it's the right fit, my guess is that you're going to end up getting that better result, right? I've seen this over and over again. It is so important, especially these last couple of years. I don't want to keep referring to post-pandemic, but people want alignment. There was a point during the pandemic where people were scared, right? So they invested in so many things online, yes, all to find that they were one of the many numbers. It didn't feel good. Unfortunately, it put a lot of people in a bad financial situation. So this is why this is one of the many reasons that more of those touch points are needed. People need to know that they could feel trust in the situation, but also feel like you're going to get those results, right? ROI is super duper important. So one of the things you're sharing when you're sharing that alignment and 24 multiple clients, it's like, you know, when we could commit to that number, when we could commit to what's value aligned, but also what we really want. You know what I love about this, Elaine? It is a win-win. And when it is a win for you, when it is a win for a client, the universe, God, whoever it is that you believe in or all of the above, they will bless it and make that relationship
and
a win.
And transparently, because I've had leads connect with other people, they're like, I didn't even talk to the coach that I was supposed to work with, or I had a really bad experience with the coach. Like, am I going to get attention from you? Literally during the sales calls, like, I'm just going to blatantly say it. I'm just going to say, I only work with 24 clients. So people are comfortable, and it's not like a scarcity tactic. Like, it's actually true and real.
I mean, this model, and I'm sorry to cut you off, this model is a real thing though too, right? We've seen this happen with lawyers. We've seen this happen with like doctors, right? We have been on the other side where you're calling the office or you walk in as a patient all to find that you are with your PA, all to find that you're with their paralegal, right? And you're like, wait a minute, like, but I read your reviews and I saw the commercials, right? So people don't want that anymore. The same thing that's happening with those legal practices, the same thing that's happening with those medical practices, which is why you're seeing a lot of physicians branch off from these like larger practices into these like MD VIPs. Instead of seeing 2,000 like clients, you know, a week and not knowing, you know, how to help them or like having like limitations on how they could help them, they're now seeing maybe 100 to 200 clients a week. They're paying a little bit more. People are paying memberships and stuff, but people are going into these doctor offices and they're like, oh my goodness, they have time to spend with me. I feel heard. I'm able to, you know, heal and get down to root cause instead of like tending to like a side effect or something like that. This is what you're doing. You're saying, hey, I'm not trying to bring in hundreds of thousands of people where you're going to see me once a month. I'm trying to bring in 24 aligned women that I can genuinely help and support, and you're going to see those results. That's sales. That's beautiful. That is absolutely transformative. I love that, Elaine.
And let's translate it to my life. That means just because I do monthly one-to-ones at least because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Personally, not like delegating to a coach, even though, yes, I do have other coaches that have office hours. That's just 24 hours of calls a month, not within a week, within a month. And I get to still do Muay Thai.
I talk about that. This is the brilliance and the balance, right? We need that balance. That's what keeps us healthy. That's what allows you to show up as an amazing coach for your clients. I absolutely love this.
The brilliance and the balance. And the one thing that I also learned from you is learning to bless and release.
So important. And to do it quickly. And I will say this with blessing and releasing. So what Elaine is talking about here, if you're like, wait a minute, I've never heard of bless and release. Like, what is this? What it is if you are in a conversation with a client or in front of someone, you know what? We all have that gut instinct or that intuition or that red flag, address it however you will. And often we know within like moments, but some of us, we want to feel it out a little bit more. We'll go that 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour in. So you feel it, and you, and before even asking for the sale, you're dreading the sale, right? You're like, this is not the right fit. It is not there. I'm not energetically aligned. Bless and release. You don't have to wait 20 minutes. It's not being disrespectful. Give yourself permission to know that it is 1,000,000% okay if somebody is not the right fit to say, you know what? It's really beautiful connecting, but I really want to be respectful, you know, of your time and just a few moments in what you're looking in. I realize that I don't believe that we are the right fit for one another. If you can give them direction of who would be the right fit, that's wonderful. If you can't, that's also okay. Because if showing up and I am under the impression that you can serve me and you're feeling like you can't, I'm going to be way less frustrated with you telling me 5 minutes in than you to sit in that room with me for 1 hour and tell me then. Like, don't do it. Don't even, we don't have to do that anymore. If you walk into a store to buy a beautiful blouse and you don't see that blouse within a few minutes, you're not going to hang out in the store for an extra hour. So why would you do it with a potential client?
Jamie, you know what I've been doing each time I go to the store? Because, you know, sometimes I just sometimes we just go to a store because we just want to, but we have no intention to buy. So obviously sales reps or retail people will come up to me like, hey, do you help with anything? Or they just walk around. I'm like, this is what I literally say. This is the language you could copy and paste anyone listening to right now.
Okay, I'm
like,
I can't wait. I'm all ears. Let me get
ready. So pretend you come to me and you're like, ma'am, do you need any help? I'm like,
wait, let's role play this. You ready?
Okay, let's have some fun. Go ahead.
I see you looking around. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, thank you so much for coming up to me. I'm just looking around. I want to respect your time. So you could talk to other customers as I walk around.
Love it.
And beautiful. They just,
it doesn't feel mean. It doesn't feel
mean. I
want
to respect your time.
It's not invasive. It doesn't feel judgmental. It's like saying, hey, and I'll say that too, especially, oh man, if you ever walked into like, what gets worse is like shopping for cars or furniture.
Oh God.
Oh, I feel so bad. I will tell them straight out. I'm like, look at, like, I'm a sales professional. I completely respect commission. And I promise you, like, you know, if there's something I'm interested in, I will come and find you. Like, it's safe. It's okay. Go enjoy other people. Like, I'm going to do my thing and let you know.
And the language I use when I'm on a call and they're not a good fit. Well, usually I do a really good job because people fill out the form. So I cancel it beforehand. So two
love
things.
It.
When I send an email to cancel, I just did it today because the person didn't fill out the form. I'm like, hey, Jamie, it's been 2 days since you scheduled the call. The form hasn't been filled out. I just want to respect your time and mine. And I do require it because of all the energy, intention, and preparation I do for these calls. So I've canceled our call. Best of luck to you. So bless and release that way. And then when I bless and release on a phone call, I'm like, hey, Jamie. And by the way, I am not trying to pitch to Jamie during this podcast. It just makes it more, you know, humanizing. But
yeah, and we have fun. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Jamie, I really enjoyed getting to know you. I just want the best for you. And I know I'm not that best person to support you in what you need. And then I give a resource or...
Yeah, it doesn't feel gross. It doesn't feel misleading. Yeah. It's completely okay.
And please don't be cocky. I know some people who end sales calls where they're just like cocky. Oh, we're not a good fit. You're not good enough.
Yeah, like we're all a human. Here's the thing. Also, sometimes it may be the right fit and it may seem like the right fit, but they may have an off day. We may have an off day and that's okay. If you got up a call and you're like, you know what? I felt like I could have really helped that person. Make a beautiful video. You know, make a video and say like, hey, Lane, you know what? It was really wonderful touching base today. I feel like I may have been a little energetically off and I do feel like I can support you. I'm wondering if you'd like to connect again for a quick, like 15 minutes. Like, I think the biggest thing, like right now, when we were talking about empathy earlier and really being like human, and I share some of this. What I'm going to share with Elaine to share with our audience is I have a free training where I actually dive into the sales conversation and I touch on like really understanding like rapport, how to frame a conversation, how to dive deep into like pain points. And I'll share that with you guys for free. I'll give it to Elaine's community for free. Woohoo. Who doesn't like free stuff, especially when we're talking about what could potentially be a challenging economy in 2024. But just be beautiful. Just show up as an amazing human being. Again, sales are absolutely gorgeous. They are absolutely transformative. It does not have to be gross. It does not, you don't have to be the dominant person, you know, on call. If they're on call with you, the truth is they're searching for help. They're looking for the right coach, for the right business mentor. You know, show up fully, you know, as yourself. If it's energetically aligned, you're going to intuitively like feel it and everyone comes to yes easily.
Yeah. And, you know, it was really interesting because a couple of times, even in the past month, people said, oh my God, I got so much value in the call. I really appreciate how you communicated with me. I'm just not ready. And I was like, no worries. Best of luck to you.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say I stood in my power because my prices increased. I'm like, I want to just also be transparent. My prices have increased this year. I know we had the conversation last year and I can't honor the prices that I shared with you last year.
But, yeah.
Jamie, I'm looking at time.
I know.
Do you have, what is a takeaway or a reflective question you'd love to provide to our listeners?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is really understanding, you know, and I've said it numerous times, like really understanding how beautiful, you know, sales can be. There's a lot of people that get really uncomfortable when it comes to asking for the sale or presenting, you know, what an investment is. And there's the tiniest little tweaks that you can do in any kind of sales conversation. When I say sales conversation, I mean in your email copy, in your social posts, in actual verbal conversations, when you're presenting in front of an audience, there's the tiniest little tweaks that you can do that will immediately build the know, like, and trust that will immediately put you in the position of the expert. And when we do these tiny little tweaks, what they do is they increase our sales conversions. Why is this important? Because it puts more money in your business. It allows you to make that greater impact. And also, and I said this, my number one currency, it puts time back into our calendar, right? Time for me to enjoy my babies on these beautiful snow days. And I want everyone else to have that time back in their calendar too, because life is too short.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie, thank you so much for your time. Now, I know we're going to have the training in the show notes, so please check that out. But if people have fallen in love with you, which I don't understand why people would not, how can people reach out or find you?
Oh, I love that. The beautiful thing about all of my handles, whether it is the website, Instagram, or LinkedIn, it is Jamie Galino Davis across the board. I have tons of freebies on the website. There's some like great offers in there. My social posts, I love being informative and educational, where I'm constantly dropping, you know, little tips and tricks when it comes to sales. So definitely follow me on social. But like the number one thing, you know, I've been so blessed my whole career. The number one thing, you know, I want for everyone is I want you to find a way where you truly are not intimidated by sales and learn to enjoy it. Because like Elaine said, it doesn't take hundreds of people. It doesn't take thousands. Elaine herself has a beautiful, prosperous business model. And guess what? 24 clients a year, baby. That's sales. It's beautiful.
It feels good. And guess what? To be transparent, I did all my numbers. It hits even like my personal goals of going on trips.
Look at that.
Only doing 3 days of calls a week.
Yeah. And having time for like boxing, a personal life, like all of it. And that's the balance is everything. I really believe in the balance. You know, you'll see on the website, you know, I have the corporate, you know, past. I have the depth and breadth where I've had a success online and offline. And the one thing that has stayed consistent throughout is being able to match that brilliance with the balance. Otherwise, none of it's worth it.
No, it's not. Jamie, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Elaine. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Whether you're delivering a service or product, reflect and think, are you empathizing with your potential leads? Are you providing value and excellent client service? I want you to think about, what are improvements you can do? Even small improvements. For example, I shared in this episode how my team and I are only working with 24 clients at one time to ensure client results, and how clients need to work with me and my team for at least 6 months, because based off of having our business for the past 6 years, we've realized that clients, when they work with us for 6 months, they receive long-term sustainable results beyond working with us. See, what I'm constantly asking myself in my business is, what will benefit my clients and my team? It's a hard question to ask, because I have to take ego out the door and learn from my mistakes, while at the same time, I am so excited to implement these small changes that will create big results for my clients. That's what matters. And if you found this episode on how to sell in this economy helpful, here are 4 things you can do if you feel called to do them. Number one, if you could leave a 5-star review and rating, that would mean so much to me and my team. We created this podcast for accessible education for women of color and allies. Each episode takes about 4 hours to create. It takes me 1 hour to prep and another 30 minutes to 1 hour to record. Then my team spends another 2 hours to edit and market. Number two, because we care about accessible education, share this with a friend who is probably having a hard time figuring out how to sell in this economy right now. Number three, don't forget to hit that follow button and subscribe. Because when you hit that follow button, it lets the interwebs do their thing and let other women of color and allies like you know about this beautiful free resource. And number four, if you would like to create a more sustainable business or career that revolves around your personal life and you want to work with me and my team, then schedule an introductory legacy business career review call with me. I only work with 24 clients at one time, to ensure each client receives the results they deserve. So you can schedule the call at elainelou.com/call. That's elainelou.com/call.